All right, now we're on to the GLD chart, which is the 1/10 of an ounce of gold supposedly held in trust someplace in a vault. And it closely conforms to the London price of gold. It's not a mutual fund. It is an exchange-traded fund, but it's not a mutual fund that owns mining stocks. And in this topic, I think last week we talked about the rising bottoms patterns in the oscillator, which is shown by the green arrows. That's a turning point and so forth. In this topic, I placed the top, these little top things on peaks in the price of gold. And those peaks, if you look at the spacings between them, they are not quite a year. They could be a year, but they're usually a little bit less than a year. And the it's more interesting to follow what's happening here relative to the long-term trend for gold, which is up for the next 10 years. And I wanted to point out other things that I have observed in here that go beyond the gold topic stuff, that which I have posted, which you can get down in the categories section at the bottom of this page. You'll notice, for example, in the first place where I have a top, which is in calendar year 06, which would be the top occurred maybe April, May, you see you have a top there, and then you come down in a pattern, and then you turn up and you go up to this next top, and then you turn down, then you go up real fast to another top, then you come down, you go through the correction for the bear market, then you come up and you have another top, which is roughly about more or less a year, and then you come down and you have another top another year later, which we went through. And that was in the latter part of last year. And now you're coming down. The implication of these tops is that there's another top, and that other top is somewhat less than a year away. So it could be August. It is possible that it has something to do with the advanced decline T projection of a late August top, because that would be approximately right. For some reason, I did put the rest and runs in one chart, but I guess I took the wrong chart when I posted this. But in any case, you say that from the first top, you have a resting phase, which is a down wave, a rally that fails, and then another down wave. Then you turn and you go into a run up to the second top. Then you have a rest phase, which is quite quiet. You run up to the top phase. Then you have this long rest phase, which goes down into the November low of 08, and then you have this sharp rally, and then you run into another top. Then you have this mild, relatively mild, sideways trend, and then resting phase. Then you come up into a run, and now it looks as though we've gone through a sideways trend, which looks reasonably mild. In fact, it's pretty much the same as the rest from the top in February of 09. And because the oscillators are rising, we must be going into another run, and that run probably lasts into August of this year. But if you make a top in August and you start down, they can also buy gold because they see the decline coming, or there's some news or something like that. So it could be like September or whatever. The cycle is not particularly precise anyway. But it is a good way to organize your thinking. In the previous chart, we were using the channels and the oscillators. But this one, it just looks like the gold has just got these tops every year plus or minus. And you notice that in the chart, the second top is lower than the first top. But that's not a negative. That you would never treat that as a negative because you're at a big gold T. So what you're making is a huge rest period. The rest period actually goes from the first top into like August of 07, so the rest top is very low. You don't get a symmetrical rally on it, but the rally from the long this extra long resting period is extraordinary in its upside, and it was extraordinary in its upside because people were worried about the mortgage default securities and they were buying them. So the moral of the story is that if you're in a long-term bull market and you seem to be resting a lot, it's preliminary to a very long rally. If you're in a long-term bull market and you see this explosive rally in which the run-up is very large, probably got a problem thereafter, which is going to be bigger than the lesser problems that you've been seeing. So far, there doesn't seem to be anything unusual here. Looks like it's just sort of a normal resting period. It's pretty much the same as the last one, but the main point I wanted to emphasize here is that the next top is not due for some time. And that means that the market, the gold, while it's in a bullish trend, and you can look down and see the oscillators are getting overbought, there's lots of potential here, time-wise, and you know, just looking at the, we don't know how much of a surge you're going to get in the gold, but the point is that you, if you're in the precious metals area, you know, one way or the other, you just want to apply this top-to-top time perspective and say that you buy the dips and you just keep going until you get into August of next year, and don't worry about it too much because the resting period has been taken, the correction and resting period has probably been taken care of. You can get substantial corrections, you can get violent corrections if you're going up as you're starting to turn on, but that's really because it's most likely because it got overbought, and so you could just you can probably buy those positions as long as you don't seem to be getting too close to the next repetition of the top. And I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. We can continue to watch the oscillators to make sure that when they come down, they don't get too overbought. They don't come down too far. In other words, basically continue something that could be construed as a rising bottoms pattern or a flat double bottom, and to try to get to that date, which would be in the late summer or the fall, early fall of later this year. So that's all I wanted to talk about on the gold issue, and now we'll move forward to the next topic and see if we can't answer a question which has come up. I have a whole bunch of these questions on the real estate market, and we have to approach that one from more or less the long-term cycles. Bye-bye.